Those nationwide are encouraged to take a moment and hug a tree. We'll tell you why in a moment with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First, OPP in Sudbury, North Bay, Timmins, and the Sioux are reminding drivers to click it or ticket today. Police from across the province are launching their seatbelt safety campaign. Drivers can be expected to be stopped in ride check style stations for the rest of the month and into October so officers can ensure everyone is buckling up. Constable Carlo Berardi says it goes far beyond following the law.
Seatbelts are a crucial piece of safety equipment that people should be wearing in their vehicles. We lose a significant number of people every year in car crashes, and being unbuckled is one of those major reasons.
Berardi adds that failing to wear a seatbelt could come with fines of up to $1,000 with 2 demerit points. Two new forest fires have been discovered in the northeast region. One is in Parry Sound and is being held, while one is in Algonquin Park, not currently under control at 0.1 hectares. The forest fire advisory remains low in the northern part of the region and moderate to high in the southern parts of the region. Woodfield Secondary School in North Bay is closing its doors. Trustees voted in favor of closing the home of the Wildcats yesterday, leaving Chippewa and West Ferris open. The move is being considered a consolidation from 3 schools down to 2 and follows the recommendation of the Accommodation Review Committee. A team is now going to be put together in order to determine which sites will offer which programs. The timeline has not been announced to the public. A Sudbury area man is dead following a single vehicle collision. It happened in Dryden. Police say it happened when a 40-year-old allegedly lost control of the line painting truck he was driving, resulting in a vehicle rollover. The accident remains under investigation. Some tense moments were felt on a Vancouver to Chicago flight this week as the pilot was forced to swerve the plane in order to avoid crashing into a smaller aircraft. The 737 touched down at Chicago's airport roughly 15 minutes later, and the pilot announced to the passengers the plane had narrowly missed a smaller aircraft that did not have navigation or engine equipment on board. The passengers broke out in applause for the pilot. The airline says it is following up with air traffic control to do a complete review of exactly what happened. And finally, today is National Tree Day, and Tree Canada says they're continuing to engage communities, governments, corporations, and individuals to pursue greener and healthier living. Paul Jorgensen is with Tree Canada and says the benefits of trees are endless.
Trees improve property value, they improve health outcomes, they reduce asthma rates, they sequester carbon, they fix nitrogen, they create complex sugars in foods, they do all kinds of amazing things for our communities, for our health, for the vibrancy of our cities.
As the largest urban forest organization in the country, Tree Canada says it celebrated the 150th anniversary of Confederation by planting 150 trees in communities in every province. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.